All right, let's talk about this Minchas Chinuch a little bit. So again, we have the stira in the Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkogos that a melech might bring a korban shvua for shvua se'edus. However, the Rambam writes that a melech doesn't swear shvua se'edus. And we see from our Gemara that a melech doesn't swear shvua se'edus. So how on earth does the Rambam have a melech swearing shvua se'edus? So we said a couple of possibilities. Two ukimtos in the Rambam. One was said by the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis, which was that, I forgot which one was which. What did the Tiferes Yisrael say again? Right, so if he's going to be meyid on Isser Beheter, because the whole reason he's not meyid is that it's beneath his coven. But we already said it in the Gemara on Laman Amid Beis that for Isser Beheter, there's no such thing as coven. You got to show up. Korban Shvua is only for Dine Mominus. So he said, let's say it was La Frushe Meisura, and that the guy's wife was Mezana. Right? So in the case of the guy's wife being Mezana, there is an, you want to convince the husband to divorce his wife, and there's a Mominus aspect to it because she loses her Ksuba. And therefore, that would be a case where the melech could be made, and if he claims he doesn't know something when he really does, it'd be Chayav Shvua Se'edus, it'd be Chayav Korban Shvua, etc. Now Soloveitchik wanted to taina, although he sort of backed out of it, which was, what, there were two different types of melech. There's a melech that really served as a leader, such as Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, where they were not anointed with the special shemen, and they didn't have certain rites of the srara of a melech, although they did serve as a melech in terms of functionality for Melchemes Mitzvah, Chalukas Haaretz, which would give the land its Kedusha via Kibush Melchama. So it was important that Yehoshua was a real melech in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a real melech, as the Gemara, as Rashi and Tosfos point out in the Gemara, to give the Kedusha to the Mishkan, right? So you need a real melech in order to give Kedusha to the Chatzar, to the Azara, etc., to the Kalim. And so they were Malachim for those purposes, but they didn't have that second element of Malchus, which was the Srara, and he said that's where the main kavod of Somta Sim Alecha Melech, Shetei Mascha Alecha, comes from, where it comes from that chiyuv of srara for the melech, and therefore, when there's no somtasim, then there's no iser for the melech to be made. And thus, if you would have a melech who was only a Moshe or a Yehoshua type of melech, he would be allowed to be made, and therefore that type of a melech would be chayev a korban shvua under the circumstances. Problem with that is, where are you going to find such a metzias? You can't say it's a retired melech, because the Gemara in Horius points out that a retired melech is more like a hedyot than anything else. So, and that's how the Rambam paskins as well. So therefore, you're a little stuck in terms of finding a metzias that would fit into that ukimta. So it really only exists in the realm of hypothetical, so it's difficult to say that that's what the Rambam was talking about. It's not wrong, but again, I think the chiluk is a fantastic chiluk, and it works really great with the psukim, works really great within the Rambam in terms of all the things the Rambam says about a melech, but lemaisa, it's not necessarily what you want to say in the Rambam in Hilchos Shkogos that's the case that the Rambam was dafka talking about. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch's answer might be the simplest answer. Read it inside. This is in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Katan, I don't know what you want to call the Osios on the side of the Minchas Chinuch. Tesvov, v'divrei haRambam ba'atzmam satri adadi, dekan b'hilchos shkogos posek nemel chayav b'shvuas eidus. Perek yod mi'hilchos shvuas halach aleph kasav, hayu eidim psulim, oshe ha'melech echad me'eidav, p'tur mi'shvuas eidus. Harei depoter le'melech, k'mo shekasav, pirish mishnah shvuas, fine. V'hanir elani yazdaiti b'zeh, d'perek yod mi'shvuas kasav b'zeh ha'lashon, oshe ha'melech, Echod me'edav. So he wants to stress the fact that we're talking about two edim, and the melech was one of them. Nira, t'mayri b'makom shetzarech shnei edim, v'amelech haya echad me'em. We're talking about a standard case of edus where you need two edim, and obviously one of them was the melech. Im kain, b'vadai b'dinei mominus, the makom shetzarech shnei edim eino chayv lahayim. The bnei kvoda the tzarech lamo defnei abezdin. Moshkas of Rashi, as we've been speaking about at length, when it comes to Kabbalah's Edis and Bezin, as we said at length, that the din of a melech is not a psul in the gavra, he's not a full-on pusul aid. It's a din in Kabbalah's Edis and Bezin, and therefore you're not going to make this the melech stand up there in front of everybody and give his Edis. However, the iser kigon, aid misa, otuma, lo mibayil adas alecha mishnah v'amishnah lamelech, etc. Right, don't worry about that. Imkein mishkach asla, I'm sorry. The beisur tzarech hamelech gam kein lahayd and kein meshkachas lo dechayev karban shvua be'ed misa o tuma. So if you have a case where there's an ed misa or tuma, so we could say that a melech would be kosher for that. Why? There's no classic kabbalas edus over there. V'avim ne'amar kedas lekesef mishnah de'ein tzarech leilich lifnei bezdin mikol makom b'makom de'ed echad mahani kigon ed misa mavor b'shvuas etc. im kein. Heichida melech nishbab who aid the misa, they ain't sarach lahayid. Yuchal lomer beveso laacher to aid me p'aid kosher. We even said by aid misa that you could do it aid me p'aid. So that would be the ultimate example of not violating the king's kavod, because aid me p'aid is kosher for aid misa. So the king could sit in the palace, give over his edus to somebody else, send that shliach, or you could argue, like we said by the Talmud Chacham and some of the Rishon, the Ramban wanted to say, we send the Beis Din to the house of the Talmud Chacham to be mekabel his edus, and then they come to the Beis Din and they report in the name of the king what happened. So in such a case, if the melech denies knowing that the fellow died, and he swears falsely to that effect, he would be chayav a karban shvuah. Just like an Eid Echad for an Eid Misa would be Chayav a Karban Shvuah, so even though there's no formal Kabbalas Eidus and Bezin per se, so too an Eid Misa who was a Melech would be Chayav a Karban Shvuah under those circumstances. Again, I mentioned yesterday the whole reason why it's not so bad to give an Ukimta Pshat in that particular Rambam is that that Rambam is an Hilchos Shkagos. He's not discussing the greater Chiyuvim or the, you know, when are you chayv, when are you not chayv. He's just saying, l'maisa, if you are a melech and you're chayv a korban shvua, this is what you do. Right? So again, we don't have to say that every melech is automatically going to be chayv a korban shvua. You can say an ukimta under those circumstances. So too over here, if you have an eid echad, and his edus would be effective, and he doesn't need to have a kabbalas edus in Beis Din, that would be a valid circumstance in which the king would be chai of a korban shvua if he swore falsely that he did not know that the fellow had died. Okay. Those are the different possibilities. I'm sure there are more. Those are some of the different possibilities that exist when it comes to a melech being chai of a korban shvua. I just wanted to read this last shtickle in the Rishimis. There are actually two more pieces, but the last one I don't want to get involved in. But this is something very interesting, just a stam side point that comes along just to wrap up this particular topic. But he discusses, sort of out of nowhere, the iser of halav lo sucha lases alecha ish nachri asher lo achichahu. Right? So there is a pasuk that says, right, in the Parshas HaMelech, he quotes the pasuk here, Dvarim Yud Zayin Tezvav, that you're not allowed to appoint a non-Jew as a king. Right? Which non-Jew famously read this in front of everybody and started crying? Right. No, but same final suffix to the name, but it was Agrippa Samelech, right? Agrippa Samelech read this, and Mar records that he read this and he started crying. He felt bad that he basically just read in the Torah that he's not kosher to be the Melech, and everyone says, no, we love you, you're a great king. And the Gemara criticizes them for that. It says they should not have done that. They should have been like, yeah, good riddance, you bum. You know, and they didn't do it, so... Okay, but Lamaisa, there is a din. You're not allowed to have a melech who is not Jewish. And the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Malachim. This is a quote from the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid. Ein ma'amidin melech mekohol geirim afilu achar kamadoros achetia imo miYisrael. Shenem alasucha laseis alecha ishnach reshalo achichahu. That is the first step. The Rambam says, You're not allowed to have a melech who was a ger. Right? So that is the what we call an iser of malchus for ger. And then the Rambam continues. Velola malchus bilvad. Not only is a melech pasul, I'm sorry, not only is a ger pasul to be a melech, el l'chol sroros should be Yisrael. He is pasul for every type of srara, some type of lordship. Right? So you can't be certain positions in Klal Yisrael if you are a ger. Lo sar tzava, lo sar chamishim sarasara, afila mamuna al amat hamayim shemachalik mimena lesados. He can't even be in charge of dividing out the water supply. Vein tzorech lomar dayon o nasi shelo yehe ela mi Yisrael shenema mikerav achicha tasam alecha melech. Kol mesimol shata mesim lo yia ela mikerav achicha. This is the Rambam Shita. You cannot appoint a ger for any position of Sarara. So you cannot have a ger who is a dayan and a beis din, because that's a position of Sarara, where you are absolutely obligated. And that person basically is the dictator of his little field over there. So just like the ger cannot be in charge of an amat hamayim, because he's the dictator of how the water gets divided out. These were not democratic positions, right? If you got, you may have gotten elected to the position, but you were not allowed to be, once you got the position, you basically, whatever you said goes. And therefore, that's considered a srara, according to the Rambam, and a ger is not allowed to be in a position of srara. And who had the nami, by the way, the Rambam would hold a woman is not allowed to be in a position of srara, and therefore women were not allowed to be in these positions either, which is the main halachic issue when it comes to the women's rabbis. The main halachic discussion is this a violation of a position of srara? Is a rabbi of a kehila or the president of a shul? Apparently, Rav Schechter told us that Rav Soloveitchik was opposed. Rav Moshe was asked the question, is a woman allowed to be a president of a shul? Right? And Rav Moshe held yes. Assuming there's not the type of kehila where it's normal for a woman to be, you know, in a public eye. So obviously that's Tului in the Minhag HaMakom. But the Rav Soloveitchik held that she was not allowed to be a president of a shul, because he held that the president of a shul was a position of srara. Doesn't mean he held the rabbi was a position of Sarara, but at least the president, I don't know, I think if there's ever a fight between the rabbi and the president always wins. So Lamaisa, he held that a woman could not be the president of a shul, and so too, obviously, he would hold that a ger could not be the president of a shul. So that's all the Rambam's shita when it comes to Sarara. Moshe did not think that that was a problem. I don't think he mentions the Rambam's Isser of Sarara, but maybe he held it wasn't Sarara. Yeah.
Why you accept Gerim for the Smicha
program? Oh, so how could you have Gerim for the Smicha program? So the simple answer is, just to give somebody a Smicha certificate is not anything. Meaning that's not a position of Sarara for sure, because I have a smicha certificate. A metro card will get me on the subway. So it's not really doesn't mean anything. But Lamaisa, it's the appointment that might be the problem, not necessarily the handing over of a smicha certificate, right? So
smicha certificate for the women should be the same thing.
Perhaps. But then the question becomes: so you're engaging them in a program where you tell them, here's your smicha certificate, go do nothing with it. Like, okay, it's like, you know, I get a PhD in sociology, so what are you going to do now? So you can become a professor of sociology, so you can... Okay. Fine. So he says, V'chein posak l'gabe beizdin. He says, Rambam Paskin is the same thing in Hilchos Sanhedrin. He quotes Perek Beis, Olachetes. This is the Beizdin Shel Shlosha, Shohaya Echari Mehen Ger Hareze Pasul. A Ger would be Pasul for a Beizdin. Va'ola Hakushya Midvara Bakhtamasola Mishnah Torah. The Kasha is, you guys ever read the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah? You should do it right away. I'm not even joking. You should do it. Very, very worthwhile. There's a separate Sefer that they publish by the Rambam La'am people. They published three hakdamos of the Rambam, which are, each one is essential, right? There's three hakdamos over there. There's the hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos in general, which is absolutely essential. Then there's the hakdama to Perek Chelek, which is also essential, but you know, it will not win you any friends in the neo-Hasidic world. And then there's the hakdama to what they call the Shmona Prakim, the hakdama to Pirkei Avos, is Pirush HaMishnah and Pirkei Avos. And then there's the other hakdama, the Rambam, they didn't put it in the Sefer. It's not as long, I guess, maybe. Right, so the hakdama of the Mishnah Torah. But if you read specifically the hakdama of the Pirush Mishnah, is in together with the hakdama of the Mishnah Torah, they sort of complement each other very nicely. They're really, really important things for Jewish people to understand. One of my Rebbeim in Kerem Yavne was a big fan of the Rambam's hakdama. Two of my Rebbeim were big fans of teaching the Rambam's hakdamos. But specifically, one of the lines, Rabbi Moshe Stav, was his line, I believe, was Mishi Yodea Akdamot Rambam Yodea Mashi Yehudit Tzarich Ladat. It's like, in terms of fundamentals of Judaism, it's right up there. But I'm saying, we know the Yud Gimli Kore Emunah, those are written out based on the principles he lays out in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek. So, very worthwhile reading. You should put it on your short list of things to read. And if you get the Rambam La'am version, they have very helpful footnotes just in terms of understanding the Pashup Shah. Yeah. Okay, I've never seen it, but where does one acquire?
I don't know yet, but I have one here.
All right, I'll check it out, remind me. So, okay, so the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, one thing he does in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't do in the Hakdamah to the Pirush Mishnayos, is that he goes through the generations. He goes through the generations of the Mesorah of Tershah Baal Peh. Who were the people? And obviously a lot of that, if you looked around and did your own research, you could find it also. But he did the work for you, and he puts down all of the generations of the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And who made the list? Shmaya v'Avtalyom. Right, and we know, and the Rambam writes it himself. So can't be that he held it wasn't so. Shmaya v'Avtalyom Geirei HaTzedek. Ubeisdinam kiblu Yehuda v'Shimon, Ubeisdin, right? Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach. They were the zugos following, right? For a while there, towards the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, the leaders were listed off as zugos. When you learn Pirkei Avos, you see everything's done in pairs, right? After following Anshei Knesset Gedola, went to the period of the zugos. One of them listed is the Nasi, and one of them listed is the Av Beis Din. So how could they be the Av Beis Din? They were Gerim. Right? V'ketzad nismanu shmaya v'avtalyon shayu Gerim l'Sanhedrin agadol. How could they have been on the Sanhedrin if they were Gerim? That's the kash. How could shmaya v'avtalyon have been on the Sanhedrin if they were Gerim? And it's a standard problem that everybody raises on the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik has a very simple and an important solution to this issue, and it's an issue which helps us understand a little bit about the Sanhedrin in general, but specifically about Shmaya and Avtalyon, how could they have been on the Sanhedrin? And not only that, they were the heads of the Sanhedrin. So he says, there's really two dinim when it comes to any Beis Din. He says, number one, there is the Shem Dayan that's chal on the individual, right? There's a Shem Dayan on the Gavra. You are a Dayan, you're on a Beis Din, right? That's one level. And number two, there is the srara of the Beis Din to impose their will on the people that they're judging. Again, there is the Shem Dayan on the Gavra, and then there is the srara that's chal on the Beis Din itself. So he says, so what part of this would a ger be puzzled for? So he says, l'chora, you could say that a ger is not puzzle to be called a dayan. You could say, and like we said before, you could give a ger yore yore, yadin yadin. You could give him a yater b'choros if anybody's looking for that smicha, right? So that's the third type of smicha that nobody cares to get anymore.
What does it do?
It's when you basically, when your bechor gets a mum, if your bechor behemah tahora gets a mum, so then it's mutter already to shecht it. So you weren't allowed to shecht it until you showed it to a mumche, someone who was an expert at identifying what was a mum kavua on a bechor, and therefore you have to have a smicha for yatir bechoros. So you had to be considered an expert to identify such a mum. Okay, so he suggests, Rav Soloveitchik explains, that you're puzzle for the sororis of the Beis Din, but you're allowed to call a ger a dayan. You can give him the smicha that he's a dayan. So then he says, and this is, I'm quoting for Rav Reichman here, v'nira shalom nismanu shmayev avtayim l'sanedrin kedei lahatil din al balei dinim ela kedei lahoros behoros ha-torah shu ikar ha-tafkid shal l'sanedrin ha-gadol. Now this is a key point over here, and this is why I think it's kedai, even without the shmayev avtayim business, to bring this yisod out. What was the main function of the Sanhedrin? And we mentioned this before. Hilchas Mamrin, Aleph. Beis Din Agadol Shebi Yerushalayim, Heim Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, Heim Amudei Ha'ora, Umehem Chok Umishpat Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. The main goal of the Sanhedrin was not to stam be the Supreme Court that hears all of the appeals, or is going to be dan certain people. Like, remember, you guys remember from the first Daf and Sanhedrin, what is the Sanhedrin, what are they done? Not that much. Not Stam Nefashos, Kohen Gadol, Navi Sheker, Shevet, what else? Yeren Nidachas, right? Zaken Mamre, right? I'm saying those types of things. These were not things that happened very frequently. Right, Navi Sheker happened very frequently, but taking the Navi Sheker to the Sanhedrin didn't happen too frequently. So I'm saying Yiren Nidachas may never have happened. So the Sanhedrin didn't see a lot of cases. What did they do? They learned a lot of Torah. They taught a lot of Torah. They paskined a lot of shilas in terms of making real takanos, in terms of darshening the Torah Shebal Peh. They were mostly, you know, the highest level kolel that you would ever see. In terms of learning Torah Shebal Peh, they were the greatest chachamim of the time, sitting and learning in one large area with all the talmidim surrounding them. And again, it was probably pretty awesome. What?
But the kol aliyah is a better stipend.
Maybe. I don't know how good the stipend was, but it was probably worth to join it. You know, probably worth it even if the stipend was a little schwach. You don't have to go all the way to Mexico City to join one of these kol aliyah. You could go to the Lishkas Hagazus. You know, it was really a place where Hora'ah would come to all of Klal Yisrael, and in terms of that, Shmayev Avtalion were the Gedolei Ador. They were the Nasi and the Avbeis and the Sanhedrin who would paskin the Torah Shebal Peh, and they would help making the Takanos, deciding what fits into what, etc. In terms of giving the top shear, they would give the top shear. They would be the ones who would make the final conclusions, right? I don't know, a few years ago, I made a comment, probably at a Shabbos owning, about the song by Mordechai Ben David of One Day We Will All Be Together is wrong, right? What's wrong about it? So Avraham and Yitzchak will be there, lovely, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So probably none of that is true, depending on when Tchias HaMesim is really supposed to happen. It's not so poshut, but Lamaise, it says Moshe Rabbeinu will lead us once again. That is not right. The Ramban would get very angry if you said such a thing, right? That was a violation of Lo Yasser Shevet Mehuda, right? So I said Moshe Rabbeinu will most likely give the top shear. You know, if Moshe Rabbeinu would be the top dayan on the Sanhedrin, right? Ba'adavar HaKoshe. Right, bring him all the hard shilas, but he probably wouldn't be, you know, and probably people would complain. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu is just a postseik. He doesn't have a good shear. All right, so what? So he was saying that psak halacha. So that's a good question. Meaning, does that count as a svara? So he says. So now, if you listen, if you read this, the Rishimus carefully, so he sort of hedges a little bit. Sort of hedges a little bit, and he says, "Ubachein Shmaya v'avtanah shoy god gedol ador nesmanal sanen kinnasi v'abezin gedei lahoros b'torah shabal peh ulohotzi chukei haTorah liYisrael lo sheyivseku v'yigmaru din hanidonim, not to paskin on the people who were on trial." So that's interesting. Meaning they wouldn't paskin on a shayla. Oh, you have a shayla? Right? You have a shayla? So I'm going to paskin, you are chayev, you are potter. You owe the money. Right? You are tameh, you are tohor. They couldn't do that. But to give a shear on that scenario in the hypothetical, they were allowed to do.
To make the same cut by Tom Ali or Ben Nirab, a close person of Akhir would say that a Talmud could say, if I ask him who he holds like, he can say that, he can't give, you know, if someone asks him that, what do I do?
Right. Because that's not called a hora, exactly. And that's the Tosfos seems to be mashma also, and really the Gemara seems to be mashma, even if it's the most obvious shaila in the world. Meaning, what's the base of a kudkla they talk about? So that's already questionable whether base of a kudkla is officially the simplest shaila in the world, or it was actually a second tier shaila. That's a discussion in the sugya of Mor Halacha Bifnei Rava. But Lamaisa, the reason that there would be a problem would be if I say to you, yes, you may eat a cheese omelet, you may eat Be'ez of a Kutcha, right? So you, but if I say like, of course, Be'ez of a Kutcha is mutter, so then that would not be more alakad b'fnei rabo. Similarly, by Shmuel Anavi, what did he do wrong? He said, I don't understand why you are bringing this shayla to Eli. Shchita is k'sheir bizar. So he was telling this fellow he could do shchita. I think that's what he said, no? I don't know, if I remember the Gemara correctly, that's what he said. Shchita's k'sher bizar, meaning he was telling this fellow, you are allowed to shecht. And that's why Eli got angry at him. Or he didn't, I don't know if he got angry. It doesn't seem like he got angry at him. He just said he's chayav misa. So, he said, you said very well, but unfortunately you're chayav misa because you're more alecha b'fnei rab. What kind of misa do you get, by the way? Probably misa b'dei shamayim. It's not one of the chiyuve misas based in, and if it would be, then how did he get out of it? How did he get out of it? Pashto says he got out of it because Eli was mochel on his kavod. And he was, Chana's whole debate with Eli is, should you be mochel or not mochel? Right? So he was mochel. He said, okay, you're right, I'll be mochel on the whole thing, and it won't be a misa b'dei shamayim. But Pashto says he was talking about misa b'dei shamayim over there, and that the only way you can get out of it would be to be mochel on your kavod, because otherwise, what are we having an argument about? Like, come on, he was mechal Shabbos, don't kill him. You know, what do you mean? Like, that's not a choice.
He died young.
What?
He died young
for other reasons, but Lamaisa, it wasn't because of Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabo.
I remember learning that there's a klala that Eli gave to Shmuel about the kids.
Right. That might be, but that wasn't because of... but that was affected his children. That didn't affect him.
Right, but it was also something that... I think the lesson is that Eli couldn't be mochel on it because something that's the same if he...
Right, it comes true. Right. But was that why Shmuel died young or why his kids didn't follow in his footsteps? I thought it was because that's why his kids didn't follow in his footsteps.
I'm asking if we say that whatever comes out of Eli's mouth...
No, but that wasn't an official thing. He was just saying, Lamaisa... You just paskin the shayla in front of me. That's also the source how we know that you're not that the chachmei hador, the gedolei hador, in every generation have a din of your rebbe because Eli hadn't taught him anything yet. Eli was just standing there, and Shmuel told the halacha, and he said, "You're more halacha b'fnei rabcha." He says, "What do you mean? I never learned two words from Eli."
Where was that?
Fifth parak in Brachos, I think. Elanara zeh balalti. What? Most of what I'm saying, I think, is from the actual text.
No, not in Shmuel.
Oh, no, b'chlal not. Just, El Hanar Azeh Hispalalti. When she comes to him, she says, right, this is the son that I daven for. And the Gemara goes on a whole drusha about what happened over there. Why is she saying, you know, Lenar Azeh Hispalalti? So that's, yeah, you wouldn't even have an inkling that that's what was going on if you read the Navi. Yeah, okay. Okay, so Lamaisa, he wants to be mechalek between the psak halacha on the nidon versus just saying what the halacha is. Fine. And now he says, based on this, we can answer another kasha on the Rambam as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, this is in Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. Malchei beis David afal pishein moshiv and osan besanhedrin, yoshvim medanim heim es ha'am. They can be done, the nation, even though you can't put them on the Sanhedrin, based on the Gemara that we've been talking about, or at least talking about part of that Gemara, is Ein Moshiv and Melech B'Sanhedrin, because it says Losana al Riv, and we darshan, right? Well, Losana al Rav, right? So, basically, according to the Torah, you can't have a melech on the Sanhedrin. However, in the beginning of the Hakdamah to Mishneh Torah, so the Rambam writes, Achia Shiloni was Mekabel from David Ubeis Dino. Sounds like David was a member of David Ubeis Dino. Right? So that was the... So he was the Rosh Sanhedrin back in the day. David HaMelech was the Rosh... How could David HaMelech be the Rosh Sanhedrin if the king is not allowed to be on the Sanhedrin? So based on the same chiluk, he says, David was the head. He was the chief posek of the Sanhedrin. He was the one who knew the halacha the best, but he would not be an official part of the Sanhedrin in order not to violate the isser of actually sitting on the Sanhedrin. Okay, but this is a very interesting yisod that... In general, it's important to note the Sanhedrin served this dual function of being the highest court in the land, yes, but also being the place where, and I think the ikar function of the Sanhedrin was the place where Horah in Torah would come in general. This also explains the Yesod. People point to, in other words, Bruria would give the shear sometimes when Rabbi Meir was sick for the day or whatever, when he was absent. So Bruria would give the top shear. How could you have Bruria giving the top shear if she can't be the abbez and she can't be the chief rabbi, whatever it is. But the answer is that just... She could say a shir, and you could listen to the shir. You could not listen to the shir. You could say, "Ah, great shir! I really learned a lot." Or you could say, "Ah, what a bunch of nonsense! This guy doesn't know what he's, or woman doesn't know what she's talking about." Right? Like Magen Avraham says, but against the in the halachas of when you light yantif candles, you make the bracha first or last. So we mentioned the wife of the prisha. She holds that you make the bracha before you light yantif candles, and the Magen Avraham says, "Not. Nah, it's a low plug." He quotes the akdama to the prisha. He says, "Ve'in chachma l'isha." Right, there's no. She doesn't know what she's talking about. So you could say the same thing over there. So Lamaisa, you could choose to accept it. You could choose not to accept it. If Bruria would have been saying, no, these are the binding piske halacha for you, then that would be a violation of sarara. She would be in violation of basically lording over someone else, which is not dafka din in women per se. It's also a din in gerim, and therefore you can't have a ger serve as a position of sarara and give a full-on psak halacha that's mechayev the nifsak, that's mechayev the person. You could give advice, you could teach them a sugya, but you can't give a full-on psak halacha. That's basically the what he comes out with over here. Okay. I just want to, for our final topic, I just want to discuss a little bit in the sugya of Nascha de Rabbi Abba, and specifically what's nogea to Eid Echad. What's nogea to Eid Echad when we talk Nascha de Rabbi Abba. In general, it's a great case, just stam, right? We'll just read it inside on Lamed Beis and Beis, and then we'll call it a day, but I want to do as much as we can in terms of clarifying the sugya of Nascha de Rabbi Abba, as well as the general shot in what an Eid Echad can accomplish. So you have this case over here. The short version is on Lamed Beis and Amud Beis. The longer version is later on Daf Mem Zayin, right? So the and then obviously in Bava Basra as well. That's where everybody actually learns it. So the Gemara here on Lamed Beis and Amud Beis has the following situation. So first they said, HaKol Modim Be'Eid Echad, de Rabbi Abba. Everybody agrees in the case of Eid Echad with, in Rabbi Abba's case. Right? What was the case of Rabbi Abba? That an Eid Echad would definitely be Chayav Shvus Eidus. So Dahu Gavra, de Chotif Nascha Mechavre. There was a fellow who grabbed a Nascha away from his friend. Anybody know what a Nascha is? A bar of silver or something? Like, I don't know, something worth money. Right, he grabbed away something that was of value from his friend. So, also kamei the Rav Ami, Havi Yosef, Rabbi Abba kamei, and also Icy Chad Sada the Michtaf Chata Mine. So he says, he comes to Rav Ami, and Rav Abba was there, and he says, I have an Eid Echad who saw you grab it from me. And the Eid Echad comes and testifies. Amar Lei, the guy's response is, yes, in Chatfi, vididi Chatfi. Right, so if you need a quick way to summarize Nascha de Rabbi Abba, those are the words that to just to remind yourself. In chatfi, v'didi chatfi. The guy's taina is, yes, I grabbed it, but what I was just taking back what was mine in the first place. So this fellow is not contradicting the Eid Echad. He would simply be arguing that they don't know all the facts. Right? You only saw one small portion of the case. Now, before we even get started, what would be the din if two Eidim come and they say, we saw this fellow grab a nascha away from the other fellow? He would absolutely have to give it back. He would have to give it back. If there would be two Eidim that saw you steal something, the claim that you were simply taking back what was yours without any raya to that effect would not be a good claim. But here, it's only an Eid Echad. So normally, when an Eid Echad tain is against you, you can swear and you can be putter. So if an Eid Echad comes and says, I saw you steal the nascha, and you say back, no, I didn't, and you swear that you didn't steal it, now you don't have to pay it back or pay it at all if you didn't steal it. However, here, you're a little bit stuck, right? So that's the line. In chadfi v'didi chadfi, Amar Rabbi Ami, heicha l'dayne dayane l'haydina. How are we supposed to judge this case? L'shalem leka trei sade. We can't force him to pay because no two aidim. Lifterei ha'ika chad sade. We can't just say, all right, forget it. There is one aid. L'michtaf, I'm sorry, l'michtaf chot. Right, there is an aid that says that he grabbed it. L'shtava, he's going to swear? He can't swear because he admitted that he took it. So Amale Rabbi Abba Havale Mukhuyev Shvua Veino Yachali Shava. Chol Mukhuyev Shvua Veino Yachali Shava Meshalem. He's Mukhuyev Shvua, but he's Eino Yachali Shava, and therefore he has to pay. Meaning this is a case of Eid Echad. He cannot swear. He could swear to something else, but he can't swear to the crux of the matter. He can't swear that he didn't take it. The aid, his shvua of, I'm going to take a shvua that it's that I really was just taking back what was mine, is not what we're interested in over here. That would not be the type of shvua that would get him off the hook. And therefore, it's not so helpful. Right? That's the issue over here. Right? So he says, right, if you take a look at the Rashi over here, we'll close with this. So Rashi over here says, Havale ki gazlin. Once he says, I took it back, I took it, he's like a gazlin. V'amischayev shvua, al pied echad, tzarech lishova al masha eid meyid. Ulahakishasa'id. The whole goal is that you have to contradict the exact testimony of the eid echad. Right? You can't just stam say something else. V'zeino yochali shaval kach sharei modu hu ledivrei eid shechotfa. V'hava hai gavra eitzel shvua zu kegazlan. Ela kol shvuas sheino yochali shava alein. Af ze b'shvua zu eino yochali shava sharei modu ba. And therefore, he's mechuyev shvua and he's eino yochali shava. Okay, so Be'ezra Hashem, tomorrow we'll get started trying to be mevara this inyan and the inyan of the Eid Echad in general.